Okay, we're moving forward. We're on Ches Amud Beis, the Mishnah. Okay, so meet somebody, Sheyesh Lo, that he has Oichlin Merubim. Me has a lot of people to feed. But he has small funds. Yeah, so what's he going to do? So he's going to be maybe shlomim merubim. So he's going to focus on bringing shlomim, which you can eat, so he can feed the people. And he's going to, the oilus muatim, and he's going to minimize his olos. Okay, somebody who has nechosim merubim, who's rich, but oichlim muatim, but he only has a few people to feed. So he'll bring maybe oilus merubos, he'll bring lots of olos, and shlomim muatim, and only a little bit of shlomim, because he doesn't want to come to Nosa.
Also expensive.
Oh, very good. That's Kasha the Gemara. Good Kasha. Zer bezer muat. What happens if he doesn't have? He has a few oichlin and few and little money. Al zer nema. That's what we were referring to in the first mission when it said more kesef and shtei kesef. He's going to be the minimum guy. Okay. Now, what about the other extreme? Zer bezer merubim. He has lots of people to feed, and he has lots of money. Al zeh ne'emar, it says ish k'matnas yadoi. Basically, Hashem is giving. Rashi seems to focus on that. The matnas yadoi, k'verchus Hashem l'kecho, Hashem nosun lach, like the blessing of Hashem that Hashem gave you. You should go for it.
Have a good time.
But yeah. Why? Why? Before someone was rich, we said he should be lost. Oh, we didn't bring a pasuk. Why did he need to bring a pasuk for this case, not for that case?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, maybe because he's being expansive in both.
She says it in some both.
Yeah, I understand it. She says that all those things. Well, the if you've got lots of people to feed, there's more pasha of anything. Obviously, you have to bring enough food to feed them. The chiddush is that you don't need to feed anyone, but still, you should bring many olas because you've got lots of money. So, why is it?
Because it goes. Good question. So maybe he's bringing more. You know, maybe he means bring lots of. You understand that you're gonna give more. Right, in the first case, when he's got lots of people to feed, which case are you asking? You're on the case where he's rich.
Yeah,
where he's rich and little people.
So we say
right,
lots of owners. Yeah, that you need a source for. Maybe you don't. Russia
wants a source.
Why is it poor man?
Yeah, so I'm saying that the Mishnah only brings at the end, unless you're saying what the one at the end.
Oh, maybe it wasn't. Fine. Okay, good point. That's good. What to look into. Let's carry on, though, to Ari's question. Shlomim, going back to the first guy. Shlomim Merubim, the person who's got a little bit of money, and he's got a lot of people to feed, he's being Shlomim Merubim. Says, Mehechi Maisi Ha Leisle. We said he doesn't have a lot of money. Yeah, so what's going on? So Amar of Chista says, we come on to our Toifel. Or maybe par godol, and he brings a par godol.
From where? From
Maisa Shani? Yeah, Maisa
Shani, because.
No, he's a farmer. No, he's a. From his Maisa Shani money. He's a farmer. He gives all of his profits goes to other people, but the Maisa Shani money he's stuck with. So that he brings up. Okay.
The Maisa goes according to what you have.
No, Maisa Sheni money. Maisa Sheni money is that means what he took from his produce on years 1, 2, 4, and 5. So 10% of all of his produce, right? He can't do anything, right? He's got to take it up to Yerushalayim and eat it there.
But he doesn't have too much produce.
What's that? No, right, fine. So he has produce. He doesn't have a lot of profits.
How do you find a
part of good? Yeah, true. That's another cash. Fine. So he's Potter. He's honest. We're not talking about that guy. So I'm a lie. Anyway, the point over here. Oh, we forgot to tell. Could you tell? I forgot to tell Richard. I'm sorry. I forgot to remind him.
A sheep costs a lot of money. It's like 1,000.
Good. Let's. Okay. So we see anyway that Rav Chista suggested you bring a par godol. Okay. So a par godol is going with the toifel of Rabbi Yochanan. Right, that it's collective funds over here. So Amalei Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said to Rav Chista, Horei Omru, they said, Toiflin Behema La Behema. You do the Behema La Behema. So simply speaking, that sounds like he's saying, Cheskia. So the Gemara is going to ask, though, so Mike Amalei, what is Rav Sheshes saying to Rav Chista? So we're going to say like this. Elim, if you're going to suggest, Hachika Amale is saying this. Hare Omru Tovlin Behema La Behema. This is how you got to do it. You got to do the Behema of the Behema, like Chizkiya. You got to bring the first animal from the Chulin. And the latter ones you bring from Maisa Sheni. About Lo Mois Lamois. But you don't bring Mois Lamois. You can't bring collective funds and buy one big part. But if that's what you tell me he's saying, says Velemale, tell him straight. Ein Tovlin Mois Lamois. Communicate. Just say, we don't do that. Right, so that he can't be saying that. So Ella Hachi Amale. So what he's saying over here says the Gemara must be Hare Omru Af. He's coming to be Moisif. He's saying true, what you said is viable. But I'm going to also, you know, you can also do Toflin Behema La Behema if you want to do such a thing. Okay, now, but the Gemara asks a question on this though. Kaman, but this is like a new shita. It's like a third shita. Deloika Cheskia. But look, Rabbi Yochanan, and it's not Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan and Cheskiya were like exclusive. Yeah, you do this and not that. Yeah, and now how can Rav Sheshi suddenly say you can do both? Right, so it seems that you understand that the Gemara was saying the arguing, and in fact the first Brisa was for sure right. Rashi points out the first Brisa was for surely arguing. V'chi tema amurai hu de pligi. If you want to say that it's just the amurai hu pligi, Cheskiya and Rabbi Yochanan. Masnisa lo pligi, and the Mishnahs, the Brises that we brought as a siyua to them, don't argue.
We did say that they argue.
That's what we're saying. That's what we're working through now, yeah? Yeah, Vahakatani, I'll prove to you that they are arguing, right? Because it says, Achila Rishonim min Achulin. And we said, Achila Rishonim min Achulin means bring the first behema from Chulin, and the latter ones you bring from, and the, right? So. And Rashi points out the first one you for sure is you can't fiddle with. We're going to fiddle with the second one, basically. That's what's going to be the answer. But so we see over here that where's Rav Sheshi getting this sheet from? Of Tov, doing both. So answers the Gemara. My Achila Rishona, what we understood before Achila Rishona, Rav Sheshi doesn't understand it like we understood it earlier. We understood it earlier meant the first behemoth, but it really means Shia Demei Achila Rishona Minachulin. Means the first Achila, let's just read it in Rashi because it's going to be a little bit, he's going to fiddle with that. So let's just go Demei Achila Rishona. Right, this Rashi over here. Koloima is to say, when it says Achila Rishona Stamakitani, it said Achila Rishona, it didn't really specify. So either Rashi says the Isle Bain Behema Atzma, if the whole Achila Rishona would be from the Behema of Achulin itself, or alternatively Bain Mayos Shia Achila Rishona, meaning within that Behema there would be enough to be Yoitzi the whole Achila Rishona from the Chulin, that would be also okay. So Rav Sheshi in fact is going like this Brisa. Okay, so now new point. Ama Ula, Ama Rish Lokish, Hifrish, a person separated Esa Behemos Lechigigosoi for his Chigiga. Basically, 10 Behemos for Chigiga. So he's Hikriv Chamesh Beyom Tov Rishon. Right, it was Makriv 5 on the first day, which is great. Now the question is, he's got 5 left over. Is he allowed to do them on day 2? And there's a question here of Baal Tosef. And he says, it's not a problem. Choizu Makriv Chamesh Beyom Tov Sheni, you can do it. And he's just mashlim. Right, he's just.
So when Rav Sheshi, just to be clear, so,
yes.
So Rav Sheshi that says no, you also are taking the behemoth.
You may,
does
yes.
Does that mean that he's reading that right as having two marshmallows?
Yes.
Right. So when it says Achila Rishonim in Achulin,
yes,
it could be either,
yes,
either or.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And that's the price he's going by.
Yes.
Right. Got it.
So Amar Ula, Amar Reish Lakish, Hifrish Eser Behemoth Lachigoso. He separated 10 Behemoths. Okay, Hikriv Chamesh Beyom Tov Rishon.
It was Yom Tov Sheni. Yom Tov Sheni, does that mean first day of Cholomoid?
Yes, it does, yes. It means first day of Cholomoid.
Yom Tov Sheni.
Yes, this is written by Babylonians, this Gemara. You know, you can see where they're, you know. Yeah. It's really Cholomoid. Yeah, it's Cholomoid. Yeah. So he's allowed to Choyza Umakriv Chamish Biyom Tov Sheni. He can. He's allowed to bring the other ones on Yom Tov Sheni. And we don't relate to this as Baal Tosif. He just didn't have time to do his. Well, we're going to speak about it, yeah? Rabbi Yochanan Amar. He disagrees, seemingly. Kivin Shaposak, since he stopped on the first day, he brought 5. Shuv Eino Makriv, on the second day, he's not allowed to bring the remaining 5. So it sounds like it's a problem about Toysif.
Why?
Why do you
fish? And he said, first of all, it's a million other 5.
What's that? Yeah. We're going to say, well, let's see, first of all. We're going to see from the...
It can't be Marish Bartosif because it's not Bismane. It can be Niruku.
Unless it has Kavana, maybe.
No, I think even if you have
Kavana,
isn't it?
That was
Kavana, isn't it?
I don't know. We had that. Well, that's Rosh Hashanah, but according to Robert, that said if he has Kavana, even when it's outside the time frame. So Amar Rebbe Abba Veloy Pligi. But says Rebbe Abba, they're actually not arguing. So can Bastam, right? If he doesn't explain what he's doing, right? Therefore, it could be we see it as Bal Toisif. But can B'Mefarish, if he said that all of these behemoths are for his Chagiga of the first day, yeah, and then he didn't bring them all on the first day, we realize he's just catching up on what he was supposed to do, what he meant to do.
Wow, this is very dangerous thing.
You've got to be careful.
It's like he's
Yeah. You're gonna see though. It's gonna be sometimes we're gonna use the context to explain things, so it makes it a bit easier. So we say hi stam hechidami. This stam that is over is not so clear that he should be over, because like this. So ilema deleika shus beyom lekarev. Let's say he ran out of time. You know, he came too late to the base of Mikdash. Yeah, it was a busy day, and he couldn't bring the last five. So the Gemara says hadulul akrivinu, that he didn't sacrifice them deleika shus beyom. So there wasn't any time in the day. So the context he's going to explain this is not a Baltosif kind of guy over here. And so va'ela deleis le'oichlin. You're going to say over here because he doesn't have enough people to eat. Some people didn't turn up. Hadalu akrivinu, that they didn't sacrifice them. Deleis le'oichlin, because he didn't have people want to eat. So there's no Baltosif over here. So the case is lo tzricha de'ikashus biyom. He had extra time. It was a quiet day in the base of Mikdash. Yeah, v'is le'oichlin, and he's got loads of people to eat. Midabakama Luakravinu, but from the first, right, not he didn't sacrifice all of them, means before, or so beforehand he didn't sacrifice all of them on the first day. Shmomina Shirushirin, who this guy's dafka leaving it over, and he wants to have an extra day of Yom Tov, and he's been a Baal Tosif Dikki Yid. So, fine, that's it. So, Hachinai Mustavro, we're also going to prove this is true, that they're not arguing. Dechias, Rabin, Abu Yochanan. So, it's important to know this is Rabbi Yochanan. Hifrish Esa Behemoth Lachigosoi. So, Hikriv Chamish Biyom Tov Rishon. He sacrificed first on the first day. He may Choyzer Makriv Chamish Biyom Tov Sheni. Right? He can go and sacrifice on the remaining five on the second day. So, now Kashin Ahadadi is a Kasha, because the first cheetah that said you can't be Makriv the second five was Rabbi Yochanan. So now Rabbi Yochanan says, you may. So it's a stira. So Elalav Shemamina, can be Stam. So one case must be talking about Stam. That was the first case. And you can't. And can be Mefarish. And over here, we're talking about Mefarish. And then you may. Shemamina. So Ebo Nami, Amarav Shemin Baraba, Amar Yochanan, Lo Shonu. That we said, you can't sacrifice anymore. Ela Shelo Goma, when he was not Goma. What does that mean, not Goma? Avalgoma, if it was Goma, he can be Choyza and Makriv. Okay, so let's just say that again. That you're not allowed to sacrifice more is when he was low Goma. But if he was Goma, he can. So the Gemara asks, Mike Goma, what is it Goma? So Elima Goma Korbanosov, you might say that if he's finished all of his Korbanosov, he can do more. But we say, my Makriv, he hasn't got any more Korbanos. So this is what it means. What's the difference between Shelo Goma and Goma? Ela Shelo Goma Hayom. If the day hadn't finished, meaning he was left with extra korbanos and there was still time in the day to sacrifice them, then that's a problem. Aval Goma, if it was Goma Hayom and he's run out of time, Choyza or Makriv, he couldn't be Choyza or Makriv because the context, the situation explained that he didn't sacrifice him was because he didn't have time and he's not trying to be over Bal Tosif. Okay, we'll stop here.